السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على
الحمد لله رب العالمين أحمدك ربي حمدا طيبا طاهرا مباركا فيه ملء السماوات وملء الأرض وملء ما بينهما وملء ما شئت من شيء بعد أهل الثناء والمجد أحق ما قال العبد وكلنا لك عبد لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد بيده الخير يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومصطفانا محمداً رسول رب العالمين أرسله ربه بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون فاللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه ومن سار على دربه وسلك طريقه إلى يوم الدين ثم أما بعد أيها الأحبة في الله أحييكم بتحية الإسلام فسلام الله عليكم ورحمته وبركاته Dear brothers and sisters, today I will be talking about the hadith Qudsi that Prophet Muhammad narrated from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty Allah. That hadith was narrated by Imam Muslim. The hadith, it's very long hadith, but we're gonna take the first sentence of this hadith today. To be aware of the situation of oppression, of zulm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibadi, O my servant, or O my slaves, I have forbidden the oppression for myself, or injustice for myself. إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي وجعلته بينكم محرما and I have made it forbidden amongst you so فلا تظالموا do not oppress one another do not deal with the injustice between one another this is the first sentence the hadith has 10 sentences or 10 commands We're going to talk about the first command today about الظلم والظالمين. To be aware of the situation and for some of us to wake up. If we resist to support oppressors, we have to wake up and we have to give up and to pay attention for the rest of our life, because it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the creator. He is the owner of the heavens and earth, include ourselves. We are belongs to Allah, all of us. No one has right to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala why you did that or why you did not do that. لا يسأل عما يفعل. No one is allowed to ask Allah about what, whatever he will do. وهم يسألون, and they will be asked in the day of judgment about their decisions, about their actions, about their words. And even though Allah, no one can ask him, but He, Almighty Allah, forbids injustice for Himself. And He explained in many verses of the Quran, وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Your Lord will not wrong anyone, even Muslim or non-Muslims. This is the rules that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala applied for everybody. There is no dhulm. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. In other verse, your Lord is not dealing with the oppression for the slaves. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. Even the master can tell his slave to do whatever he wants, even for the employees. If you work for the company or for the hospital and you take your salary from them and you have to do whatever they requested you, you cannot say, no, I don't agree with this one, I will do it in my way. You will be fired. There is no joke with this one. Even if you work for somebody, I'm not telling about you will be a slave for somebody, because there is no slavery anymore. But we are slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us, abidu lillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot do something against His will, Almighty Allah. Even with this condition, He did not allow injustice for Himself. If you do good, for sure, if you have sincere intention, Allah will reward you. If we did bad, it's up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to punish us or to forgive us. It's up to Him. لا يسألوا عما يفعل وهم يسألون. Now when we come to the first sentence of the hadith, Qudsi, all my slaves, I have forbidden injustice for myself. And I have made it forbidden against amongst you. So do not deal with the injustice or with the oppression. Do not oppress one another. Why? This is the rules that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made when He created the heavens and the earth. بِهَا قَامَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَنْصُرُ الدَّوْلَةَ الْعَادِلَةَ وَلَوْ كَانَتْ كَافِرَةً. Allah will support. The state is dealing with the justice, even if they are disbelievers. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَخْذُلِ الدَّوْلَةَ الظَّالِمَةَ وَلَوْ كَانَتْ مُسْلِمَةً. Subhanallah, it's amazing. And Allah will not support the Islamic State if they are dealing with the injustice. It's clear rules for everybody to apply the religion of Islam. Even if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the owner and He is the creator and He is the sustainer and He can do whatever He wants. But Allah taught us, even if I can do that, if I'm able to do that, but I will not do that. We need to learn from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When somebody of us has some power or some wealth, subhanAllah, they abuse the power that Allah gave them. They waste the money that Allah granted them. They raise the children that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted them in wrong way. And some people will say, why Allah did not listen to my supplication? And we have to look at ourselves first. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not allow Himself to deal with the injustice between Himself and His servant and His slaves. And He has right to do whatever He wants. But Allah is telling us, don't do that. Because our power is limited. Allah has no limit at all for His knowledge, His power. But we are limited. And why, when we have a chance to wrong other people, we take advantage of it? Why? Why, when we have a chance to support oppressors, we stood up and the king. And Ibn Samak told him, no, you will not be among the helpers of oppressors, but you will be among the oppressors of themselves. He said, why? He said, because you do something to support their kingdom. You're doing something to support their pillars of the kingdom. But the one who will be among the supporters of Abbalimin, the one that you part the clothes and the garment from them. You bought the needles and the thread from them. But you are among al-zalimina anfusahum. And we have to be very careful. Some of us might say, you know, I support that person or other person, and we do not know if they are staying in the truth or not. They are staying in the correct path or not. And look how Prophet Muhammad ﷺ described the situation of those people. When you say a word by your tongue, and you might really did not pay attention for the word that you said. And the Nabi ﷺ mentioned that person will stay in his fire for 70 years. وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مِنْ سَخَطِ اللَّهِ لا يلقي لها بابا فيهوي بها في النار 70 خريفا. In the other hand, وإن الرجل لا يتكلم بالكلمة من رضا الله. You said the one word, but you was lucky that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped you out and you said good word. Even you did not pay attention for the word that you have said. And Allah will elevate him or her in the highest level in paradise. You know, وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. It's up to us. When we do something in our life, we have to know we will be rewarded or we will be punished in every single word.
Whatever we have in our mind, in our chest, as long as we do not express what we have in our mind, no harm. But since we will take action physically or by our tongue, now we have to be very careful. We have to pick up the words that we will tell. Allah says, وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِ يَقُولُوا الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Tell my servant to choose the best word among the best. Because shaitan يَنْزِغُ بَيْنَهُ. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَهُ. And now when we raise our voices to support some criminal people or some dictatorship, why? What is the benefit for us? We have to really wake up. Did they pay the salary for us? Did they pay the food for us and our families? No. But why are we supporting them? Directly or indirectly? You know, our life, it's not a joke. It's very a tricky way. We do not know if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will end our life with the Islam or not. But you know, whatever we practice in our life, for sure, we will end our life with the same situation that we used to live in our life. It might have some exceptions for some people because Allah knows about what they have in their heart. We have no relation with that because we know nothing. But the regular rule for all of us, or most of us, if we practice Islam in our life, for sure, we're gonna die as a Muslims. But if we were faking in our life, showing off in front of other people, for sure, we will end our life with the same thinking or the way of thinking that we had before. Prophet Muhammad mentioned hadith. It's very scary hadith. وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Indeed, for the man, he is doing all good deeds to be able to enter into paradise. But before death, a little bit, he changed his mind. And he does the bad deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take his soul out of his body while he was disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَيَسْبِقْ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابِ فَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ فَيَدْخُلَهَا. And he will enter into his fire. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not wrong anyone of his servant. This is up to us again. And there is narration of the hadith will explain the confusion that we will have. Because how come that the person is doing all of good deeds in the for his life, and before death, few days or few hours or few months, he will do bad deeds and he will end his life with the bad condition. And other narration that Prophet Muhammad mentioned, وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ فِيمَا يَبْدُو لِلنَّاسِ. For what can people see? But between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's very bad. He's not good at all. And كُلُّ إِنَاءٍ بِمَا فِيهِ يَنْضَحِ. If we practice Islam, the real Islam, to stay firm in our religion, not to support oppressors and zalimeen and wrongdoers, for sure, inshallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us out to die as a Muslims. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. A dhulm has two kind of dhulm. Oppression has two kind of oppressions. The first one, to do injustice against yourself. How? If you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we did disobey Allah, this is, you know, dhulm for ourselves. Or if we do not obey Allah, because If we remain silent and do not worship Allah, this is by itself ma'asiyah, wrongdoings. And some people will really exceed his level of ma'asiyah to do wrong actions. Because we have do and do not do. For do, some people will not do it. They are sinners. And the worst condition for do not do, some people will do it. And this is the highest level of sin. When you do wrong against yourself, this is really very bad situation. But it's still much, much bigger, much, much better than the one who will do wrong against other people around him, which is the second kind of oppression, to do zulm against other people around you. It could be by your action, or by your tongue, or by your money, or whatever. And I'm talking from just the law of human beings. If they are willing to have a peaceful of mind, to live an easy life, this is for everybody. There is no discrimination between anyone of the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You do have a right, and I do have a right. And both of us will watch ourselves. I should not deal with the transgress toward your right, and you should not deal with the transgress against my right. And everybody will be happy in this life. But when we have some people, they have power, or they have money, or they have authority, and they force people directly or indirectly, and some people will listen to them, and some people will raise their voices. We are supporting those people. They are good, and they knew they are bad, and there is no excuse for them. Because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned very amazing hadith. Sayyid al-Shuhada, who is the master of martyrs, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Hamza. And also the other example after Hamza, may Allah be pleased with him and all the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who stood up in front of the dictator, the oppressor, to say, you are wrong. They said, no, the story did not finish yet. And the oppressor will kill him, and he will be a martyr. He will be shaheed. And this is the best shaheed in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we really need to wake up. We cannot change our situations unless if we do something. Yani, subhanallah, what happened from Pharaoh against Moses and his people? They did something, and they did whatever they can. And even they were not able to stop Pharaoh. And what happened after that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supported Musa alayhi salam. قَالَ كَلَّا إِنَّ مَعِيَّ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينِ. Nay, indeed, I have my Lord, and he will support me. And this is how many Moses in our ummah. How many people they have the belief of Musa alayhi salam? Because what will happen? Nothing. If Allah decides for us to be killed, even if we run away, we will be killed. If Allah decides for us to die in our beds, we're gonna die in our beds. Because our life and our actions, our provision has been written in the holy tablet 50,000 years before heavens and the earth. And this is hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why we hesitate? Why we do not say no for oppression or for injustice? Just say it. At least if you cannot say it, and this is the excuse from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the one who is not able to say no for the wrong action. Just remain silent. Inkir biqalbik, deny by your heart. And this is the lowest of iman. To change it by your hand, if you are able to make it, if you are authorized to make it by your hand, or by your tongue to say no, this is wrong, I will not support injustice. Or at least to say by your heart, to say Allahumma inna hadha munkar la tarda fa ana la arda. To say, oh Allah, this is something bad, you do not agree with it, and I will not agree with it. But the problem, when we see some people, they knew this is wrong, they knew these are zalimin, and they stood up to support them, for what? Subhanallah. They will regret, but it will be too late for them. But for us, alhamdulillah, there is no pressure on us. We have free will to support right or left, to support Zayd or Ubayd. But follow your heart and follow the direction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not wrong anyone. وَلَكِنَّ النَّاسَ أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ النَّاسَ شَيْئًا وَلَكِنَّ النَّاسَ أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ اللهم إنا نسألك يا الله يا واحد يا أحد يا فرد يا صمد يا من لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد اللهم لا تجعلنا من الظالمين ولا تجعلنا من أعوان الظالمين ولا تجعلنا ممن يدعمون الظالمين وفرق بيننا وبينهم يوم الدين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين ثم أما بعد تحدثت إليكم في الخطبة الأولى حول الحديث القدسي الذي رواه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن رب العزة تبارك وتعالى الذي جمعه الإمام النووي في 40 حديث النووية وهذا حديث 17 في هذه المجموعة المباركة الحديث يقول أن الله عز وجل قال يا عبادي إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي وجعلته بينكم محرما فلا تظالموا نبين هذه الجملة فقط جاء في هذا الحديث 10 نداءات في هذا الحديث هذا النداء الأول يا عبادي إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي وجعلته بينكم محرما هذه تكفي أول واحدة تكفي حينما يقول الله إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي لما يجي رب الأسرة يقول أنا لا أظلم أحد من أولادي هذا درس للأولاد ألا يظلم بعضهم بعضا ولله المثل الأعلى حينما يقول الله عز وجل حرمت الظلم على نفسي هذا بمفهوم المخالفة أن الظلم محرم بين العباد لكن الله أكدها وقال وجعلته بينكم محرما الثانية تكفي في تحريم الظلم لكن الله أعاد للمرة الثالثة فقال فلا تظالموا وللأسف الشديد نجد بعض الناس يعشقون الظلم في دمهم أن يظلموا غيره أو يظلموا أنفسهم لأن الظلم ظلمان ظلم لنفسه وظلم لغيره ظلم لنفسه أن يعصي الله سبحانه وتعالى أو أن يشرك به شيئا هذا ظلم والله عز وجل لا يظلم الناس شيئا ولكن الناس أنفسهم يظلمون الظلم الثاني ظلم الإنسان لغيره وهذا من أخطر الظلم، لأنه حتى لو افترضنا جدلا أني أستطيع أن أتصرف في جسدي وهو ملك لي، ومع ذلك هو ليس ملك. وأستطيع أن أفعل في جسدي ما أشاء. نفترض ذلك جدلا مع أنه لا يجوز، فإنه لا يحق أن أظلم أحدا من الناس، لأن الله وضع القواعد التي يتعامل بها الخلق، مؤمنهم وكافرهم، تقيهم وعاصيهم، الكل سواسية أمام الله عز وجل. ولذا لما تحدث الله إلى الناس: يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم كلكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم، لم يتحدث إلى المؤمنين وحدهم، ولم يتحدث إلى المسلمين وحدهم، ولم يتحدث إلى أصحاب الديانات وحدهم، بل تحدث إلى الناس عامة. وهذا من عدل الله سبحانه وتعالى، وبالعدل قامت السماوات والأرض. وإن الله ينصر الدولة العادلة ولو كانت كافرة، ويخذل الدولة الظالمة ولو كانت مسلمة. وهذا ما نراه في أوطاننا، هم مسلمون لكن لا يعرفون من الإسلام إلا اسمه، ومن القرآن إلا رسمه، ليست لهم صلة بالإسلام، لأن الإسلام يحرم الظلم. وما ربك بظلام للعبيد. والله عز وجل حذرنا، أختم بها في سورة إبراهيم: ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون. لا تتخيل يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أن الله لا يرى الظالمين، فإن الله يمهل للظالم حتى إذا أخذه لم يفلت. ربما يتوب، ربما يفيق من غيه، ربما يرجع إلى ربه. الله عز وجل إذا أخذ القرار في إهلاك شخص من الأشخاص أو قرية من القرى أو أمة من الأمم، لا معقب لأمره ولا راد لقضائه. فإحنا نرى الظالمين في كل مكان ونستعجب، لماذا الله سبحانه وتعالى لا ينتقم من هؤلاء الظالمين؟ أنت لا تتدخل، لا يحق لك أن تسأل الله لماذا لم تفعل ولماذا فعلت، هذا سوء أدب مع الله عز وجل. لكن ينبغي علينا أن نتعظ وأن نعتبر وأن نصدق ما جاء في القرآن، وأن نصدق ما جاء على لسان الحبيب محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام. ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون إنما يؤخرهم. انت اتظلمت مش مشكلة، خد الأسباب ان انت ترجع حقك وترجع الظلم اللي انت اتظلمته، حتى ولو كان القاضي قاضي سوء، وما استطعت ان ترجع حقك فاعلم انه ويل لقاضي الأرض من قاضي السماء. هناك تقول المحكمة الحجاب فيها ملائكة الرحمن، والشهود فيها الأبدان، تتكلم الأيدي والألسن والجلود، وقالوا لجلودهم: لما شهدتم علينا؟ قالوا: أنطقنا الله الذي أنطق كل شيء. فيا من ظلمت غيرك ويا من ظلمت نفسك، تب إلى الله قبل فوات الأوان. يا من تساند الظلمة أو المتعجرفين أو المجرمين على أي درجة كان، بكلمة أو بمال أو حتى بتعاطف، ارجع إلى ربك، ارجع إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى قبل فوات الأوان. يا من ظلمت إخوانك، ويا من ظلمت أهلك، ويا من ظلمت أي شخص، عندك الفرصة الآن، تب إلى الله عز وجل وأفق من غيك قبل فوات الأوان. هذه دعوة لنا جميعا، وندعو الله سبحانه وتعالى ألا يجعلنا من الظالمين. اللهم لا تجعلنا من الظالمين، ولا تجعلنا من أعوان الظالمين، ولا تحشرنا مع الظالمين، واجعل بيننا وبينهم بونا كبيرا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا، أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر وأنت على كل شيء قدير. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها، عظيمها وحقيرها، كبيرها وصغيرها، سرها وعلانيتها برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استووا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى، ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We had intention to distribute the medals and the prizes for the winners of the Quran, but I figured out that a lot of parents out of town, and just to have the enjoyment for everybody, mashallah, we will delay it for next Friday. Sorry for this confusion, but inshallah, we will have the winners for next Friday after the second khutbah right now, inshallah azzawajal, to give the parents and the students a chance to attend and to share the joy for all of them, inshallah azzawajal. Our meeting will be next Friday after the second khutbah. We're gonna announce the winners of the Quran competition that we had in the month of Ramadan, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prepare yourself and your child or your children for next Friday, inshallah azza wa jal. Jazakum Allahu khayran. Nasal Allah azza wa jal an yaghfira lana ajma'in wa an yatawaffana muslimin wa an yulhiqana bis-salihin. Allahumma amin. Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yeah, I was actually there on Saturday. Yeah, last Saturday I was trying to meet Joseph for weekend. So I was. Oh, I didn't watch the car, you know, because I don't like to do
I think you're